So in 1988, there was a big Hispanic lawsuit against the district, which the Hispanic community, I don't know who the specific plaintiffs' organizations were, was a big massive lawsuit against the district for discriminating against Hispanic Americans. They were only, the minorities were only African Americans, and they were excluded from their, they're the biggest, fastest growing group, and so forth and so on. And we had a lot of friends who were involved with that, and then it was sort of like, why is this limited to Hispanics? They're not hiring Jews either. They're only hiring their friends and relatives were the term of art, the people who were hiring, and or the only minorities they recognize are African Americans. Well, they got to learn to share the pot, and it includes Jews too. I think I told you there was one Jewish principal. Mm-hmm. So we organized within the Jewish community, and including the Federation came on board. Well, there was really only the Federation at that time. It was the only really Jewish, the only Jewish organization. There was mm-hmm. no Jewish Family Services or any others. It was the Federation, and they were supportive. And we went to see the superintendent, who was Bob Wentz, and we said, you know, you got to start hiring Jewish people, too. There isn't a single Jewish principal except one, and he'd been here forever. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. There are like 80,000 Jews in town, and so he was, yeah, of course, didn't do anything. Well, okay, eventually it got ugly, and just open warfare. People showed up at the board meeting, were screaming at them. We helped get sympathetic board members elected to the school board, who happened not to like him, period, had nothing to do with the Jewish wars, and it was like the Jewish-Hispanic war, and finally he was forced out, and he left, and Dr. Cram was absolutely committed to diversity, and we had Jewish principals, and we had Jewish administrators, and more Jewish teachers, as well as Hispanic administrators, and so on.